Listeners, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, April 4th, 2020. Well, it's getting just a bit out of control, the crackdown in the United States anyway. So in the UK here, it's quite sensible. People are staying at home. There's enough food in the supermarkets. They have increased the food supply here by 50%, and I'm able to and fro my area okay. So we're very, very lucky, but the reports coming from California are shocking beyond words. And in that regard, in a few minutes' time, we'll have Deborah Tavares on today, and she's under extreme personal pressure regarding logistics and everything. And she's taking time to come on because she wants people to know what is going on, right? And government's lying like hell about the death rate. They're including anybody with the infection as opposed to dying of coronavirus, right? There's two different things. You know, people keep this in their mind. Dying of coronavirus or dying with it. You can die with it and five other complaints, but they're purposely exaggerating the figures. And most actuarians, including the outstanding people used on UK column, in the UK, Brian Gerrish, Patrick Henderson, and Mike Robinson, they had the best actuarians in the world on, and they just ripped the government figures apart. And by virtue of the fact that most governments were 2 months late reacting to this virus, and of course it is a bioweapon. It's not just it's a bioweapon with flu-like symptoms. But of course nobody is allowed to say that in the mainstream media, the BBC, or anywhere else. But even though Boris Johnson has taken a fair hit on it, he looks pretty groggy, etc. But he will survive. He's only 55 years of age, and his wife-to-be is expecting a child now in, I think, 6 weeks or so, 6 or 8 weeks. And he was supposed to be getting married before that, but that's now, well, the child will arrive, but the marriage will be put off. But that's just by the by. But I have the figures for the UK here in my hand, which they've revised now. It's even in the Daily Mail. That five sets of figures, five age groups, right? 10 to 19 years of age, 0.09% deaths, if they had it. 20 to 29 years of age, 0.8% died of those infected, not of the population. 40 to 59 years of age, 7%. 60 to 79, these are the two high age groups, 60 to 79, 80 plus. 60 to 79 years of age, 39%. Quoted death rate, and 80 years plus 52. So the older death rates, the high 60s up to over 80s, is 90%, right? That's bound to be, because younger people have much better inoculation rates. And as we quoted last week, the proof of this is the famous Princess ship, the cruise ship, I can't think of the name, that was in, just come onto the chat line there. Okay, just getting information here. But they were trapped, 3,700 people trapped for nearly 4 weeks. And only 19% got the infection. And there was one single air conditioning system on the, what do you call it? I had it out so many times. The over-familiar things I forget. And they only 19% got it. But the lockdown is excessive and it's late. And the statisticians say it's already peaked in many countries. It's just that they are only now analysing what people died of and late in the day. And another thing they've done is they have modified in the UK the death certificate that any doctor, can write a death certificate. Usually it's two before this, and a witness and a coroner has to sign it off. They may be sure the government will grossly abuse that. But there you are. The I'm reading some information. I'm getting information by the second here. But that in a few minutes I hope to be talking to Deborah, and she has some shocking things to tell us. And she's taking great time and great effort in a very stressful situation to come on and talk to us. So bear with it, if you will. The other things I've written down here is she's in the worst state you can be. I had reasonable reports from around the States. But we're lucky in the UK here, as I say. The key thing is they did increase the food supply, and I did check this out from my contacts. I worked in the food, drink, tobacco industry for many years, 20 years, and I worked in distribution as well. So, and I know from going to supermarkets here, we were queuing around the supermarket 6 feet apart. They've now stopped that. But the key thing I have to say, and this is damn sensible, down-to-earth advice, the most important thing to maybe a breathing mask, but is these surgical blue gloves, to wear those, the supermarket trolley handle, that is the bogeyman. That is 90% of the risk of picking up the infection, no doubt about it. And Tesco the other day in Hereford, you get a trolley, you give it back before you enter the thing, and they give you one that's been sprayed and cleaned with the disinfectant, and that is damn sensible. And the logic of this sounds like the bleeding obvious. You need two sets of gloves. If you go to the supermarket, go in, you get your stuff, you're handing the trolley, you give it back. You don't get into the car with the same set of gloves, otherwise you're bringing the infection with you if it was there. You need a second pair of gloves at that stage, right? And you take them off the inside. But no public information saying that. The bleeding obvious is never dealt with. That's as John Cleese would say. It never, never is. And I found that I spent my life asking people basic questions, and it throws them into a loop. It really does. Ask an expert a basic question. 7 out of 10 times you get a crap answer. But I would encourage people to go to I'm in the fifth here. It's already 3 a.m. here in the UK. It's 9:08 p.m. in the States, in Central Time. But do go to the ukcolumn.org on YouTube and watch last Friday's program, Patrick Emerson and Robinson, with the best actuarians they have in the world. And they will tear apart the government lies that you're being told about this virus, etc., etc. And the lockdown, the virus has actually peaked in most countries. The other thing to note, I sent, it's strictly a video I can't use because it's strictly a video type. Video, the audio doesn't work properly. We need to explain it to people. Sweden is not doing a lockdown at all, right? Not doing the lockdown at all, and they have normal rates of infection there, and life is continuing. Okay, so that's worth noting. I must get it. I might transcribe it myself and send it out as an email, but that's what's happening as well. The what else was I going to say about that? The 90% of this infection is affecting 80-year-olds plus. And that's why the Italian figure is sky high for 7 freak reasons. And nobody in the mainstream media or the BBC will explain that. I said it before, I'll say it again. There's 7 unusual factors in the Lombardy constituencies. There's hundreds of Chinese companies there, number one. Number two, they're touring off road to China. There's a liberal lefty mayor there not shutting down the airport. Italian people have the highest rate of elderly people in Europe. Most of them live at home with their families, which is very good. But they're being infected by the young people around them. And the other thing is those cities have the highest smog rate in Europe. So you've got a cocktail of situations checking up the Italian figures, etc. But anyway, waiting for Ken. Well, it's about only 10 past now. Deborah, around about 10 past, she'll phone in, and we'll carry on with what Deborah has experienced down there in California. But so what's the name of the new governor of California? Newsom, is it? And reading about him today, I mean, these people are out of their minds. These are tyrannical, communist, fascists. They really want to hand California over to the Chinese and the New World Order, who have control of PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, who, again, Deborah Tavares has been exposing for quite a few years now. And all sorts of stuff going on in this chat box here. We'll have to get an editor. I'll have to get a duster cloth to wipe out some of them. But anyway, those are what's happening, and I could go through many, many situations. But Peter Hitchens, who is an outstanding British journalist, I know he has a very plummy public school voice, but he speaks the truth, and he's been on about 8 or 10 different alternative media stations, tearing the government apart with facts and that the government are afraid to put out. And Nigel Farage has been doing his video encouraging people to cooperate, very sensible stuff, but tearing apart our health minister, who's a careerist, and he got the virus as well, but he has recovered. Boris Johnson, I believe, is in hospital this weekend getting some kind of extra treatment. But these posturing politicians are directing things. But the one outstanding thing that was done here in London is worth repeating, and that is there's a thing called the Excel Centre, a massive conference centre, one of the biggest in Britain and Europe. And the Army and Corps of Engineers, the Anglican and the Gurkha Regiment, in 9 days built a 4,000-bed hospital. 9 days. Outstanding work. Absolutely. Okay. Right. We've come to the moment, and I have to say we're extremely grateful for Deborah Tavares to take time. She's under dire pressure, and I think we have Deborah. Hello, Deborah. Hello? Is it going to be connected up soon? I hope. I can't hear anybody. We have Ken and we have David on the technical end. Hello?
Yeah, PJ, I'm here. This is Deborah.
Okay. Tavares. Oh, yeah. Good, good, good. Very good. I can hear you now. Go ahead. Well, it's where do you start on this? Like your own situation alone. Well, tell us what you want to say about that.
I want to tell everyone it is with a very heavy heart that I'm going to be talking about with PJ tonight what we must discuss. Certainly these are many topics that have been discussed over the many years. And I can only say at this juncture, as you're going to hear this roll out tonight, and I'm sorry I'm a little out of breath because this is extremely heavy stuff to talk about, even though you know what you know, like I do and many people do, the reality of seeing what we know actually rolling out in real time is very horrific. It's horrific. And I'm going to be talking about things that are going to happen, and I'm going to be going over a document. I know that many people have seen the YouTube, and if you haven't, you need to, entitled Event 201. And why that is important is that you will see how advisory groups and task forces are used to promote the illusion of public input and public buy-in as they roll in these horrific, destructive killing programs. So I am, again, Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our YouTube video channel. We have posted a number of extremely important videos. The last one that we posted was a whistleblower from FEMA talking about what is to come, and we will be sharing much of that this evening. But it is most important to understand, and I'm sure you all know, that the globalists, the controllers, the Luciferian psychopaths, whatever you want to call them, demonically possessed, fallen angels, whatever you call them, they have successfully locked down now over half of the world's population under the pretext of fear and false pretenses of this corona virus, which is 5G. While it is up, and I'm saying this right now, and hopefully you receive this from me, PJ, yeah. There is approximately a 13-minute YouTube up right now. It's a talk from a former Vodafone boss who blows the whistle on 5G coronavirus.
Vodafone, so, telecoms in the world. Carry on, yeah?
Yeah, so what's important, and we've been talking about this, about the deployment of the global smart grid that is entrapping us all. I went to an IEEE meeting many, many years ago, and it is up on stopthecrime.net. It's called IEEE, Technologies of Death. We were told back...
What IEEE is?
Yeah, it's International Electrical and Electronic Engineers.
Okay.
And IEEE, I-E-E-E. And what I heard back then was that everything from creation to end of service or end of life would be tracked and monitored. And that is what is rolling in right now as we are being encouraged to hide in our homes from increased frequencies that do create flu-like symptoms and are causing death and destruction across this planet. We've talked about that. 5G mobile networks were originally to be just mobile phones, but they found that people were using those inside buildings, and the penetration of frequencies was not possible in buildings or in heavy shrubbery, or as once we were told by IEEE, even in rain. So while they've improved the capacity and the densification of all the frequencies, right now what we're seeing is a 5G cover-up. This is causing cell poisoning in our bodies, and we are being murdered and assassinated one person at a time, one adult grown-up, one older grown-up, and children. It is non-discriminate. It affects our animals. It affects all living things. So we're needing to understand right now what is occurring, and I find this to be rather horrifyingly interesting, because many of you are aware that the cruise ships deployed wireless, and they were using also satellite capacities to make certain that their guests had the wireless capacities that they demanded for fast downloads and reviewing of YouTubes. So those floating death ships, as we call them here, were literally cooking these people on the ships. Now, a story emerged here in Northern California. I'm an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And here in Santa Rosa in California, there was a graduate here of one of the schools that ended up being a commander, a captain of a ship, the Roosevelt, and that's now stationed in Guam. As the story goes, he was trying to tell his higher up in command that the 5,000 troops that were on the ship under him were becoming ill, and he was hearing nothing back from them. And finally, after having a dead ear, like many of us can appreciate, as we've tried to certainly present the dangers of 5G and smart meters and fluoride, overhead aerial chemtrails to our various cities and local municipalities, we hear nothing from them. They do nothing, and we'll talk about why.
Okay, you know, it was all over the British news. He was fired for doing that.
He lost the ship. And what is interesting to consider is what may have been some of the stories around this. This certainly divulges that all ships, all military assets.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
PJ, now just prior to the break, we were talking about a Santa Rosa native who sounded the alarm over the virus on the ship, and he gets a hero's farewell. His parents live in my town. He graduated from the Santa Rosa High School here in Northern California. Yep. Now, we have to ask ourselves some interesting questions about what this alarm sounded. Number one, he was seeing, obviously, the coronavirus, as we're being told, at least, we can hardly believe everything we read anymore, that it was making its way through the ship of 5,000 sailors. Now, that would be then the same situation that happens on the cruise ships, of which they have now literally not allowing people to go on them. Think about the broadening story of what this means for all naval operations on ships, because they are floating microwaves that will kill the soldiers. And, of course, many of these soldiers have been fully vaccinated, and they are very prone to the frequencies literally waking up the dormant viruses in those vaccines and adding to the peril of the high frequencies that are deliberately being used on them. Because when you really look at the modern army of drones and unmanned vehicles and use of weapons from miles away now to blow up things. We don't need the illusion of big guns on ships anymore. There are all kinds of unmanned subs now and unmanned other types of floating killing devices.
Well,
so in order to asset strip the global populations with the continued illusion of an old army military with guns, they continue to asset strip and steal money for the cost of this old warfare modality, when in fact we have long since been in a new climate of warfare and the types of technologies that are used. But what this does show is that they're going to have to look at the crews on these ships, PJ, and very likely dismantle the operations of the ships. So when we ask ourselves, well, what on earth could the international bankers, those that control the top 1% of the 1%, what could they do by the perception that suddenly the U.S. Navy is not able to operate and function from the fleet of ships? Well, they could certainly, and this is hypothetical, but seeing what we're seeing right now, this could certainly be one of the aspects of what this is bringing forward, and that would be to create the idea that we are unarmed now and allow formidable
arguments and videos of quiet weapons for silent wars. That's what
yeah, well, the movie, yeah, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, it's a free download, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. But I really want to dive in to briefly how this all occurred. What happened? How did we become really literally deceived that we didn't understand how this was unfolding? And again, you mentioned Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. That's certainly an excellent document to take a look at if you haven't. I will tell you, you don't have much time now to read documents, because I can say to you, you must know what you don't know, and you need to hurry up and find out what you don't know immediately. This is a pandemic of corruption and evil on top of the extinction plans for all living things on this planet. Mm-hmm. And every single person now can make a difference. Everyone should try. And so it's with that in mind that I'm going to talk with you, PJ, tonight about aspects of what happened, maybe 10 minutes or so. I don't want to take up too much time about the corporation aspect of how we've gotten thrown into a belief system that doesn't exist through voting and the idea that we have right and left parties and choices and we can vote people out. That's not our system worldwide. It's the illusion. But after I talk a little bit about that and some of the plans of the deep ecology that were foretold many years ago, we're going to dive into the Rockefeller Foundation's script for planning what the benefits and advantages would be over and out of a pandemic. And this was in the 2000s that this document was released, and we'll go over that. So right now we're just going to talk about the corporation aspect of how we have been taken. But I want to first dedicate what I'm going to talk about right now to Al Whitney, a very, very dear friend of mine that had a show on RBN called In Defense of Humanity. And Al and I, as you know, PJ, were very good friends, and we talked on a regular basis.
Okay. After this break, we have long run up. We'll be back in 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Just one thing before you continue on, Deborah. I know you've outstanding stuff to us. Do you have the name of the whistleblower from Vodafone? Because I've been chasing them for years and exposing them for years. Is that in your list of stuff?
I've sent it a copy for everybody that's listening. It's not staying up long. They're taking it down within a day. Mm-hmm. I forwarded it to you. So hopefully maybe you can even play it during the program this evening. Yeah. It's very important. I will tell you, though, that it simply backs up what we all know about the intention of 5G, and that it is, in fact, frequency, a military weapon system, and that it does cause flu-like symptoms. So he talks about the reason that 5G is being rolled out worldwide and how it must be rolled out to accomplish the new future that we're all heading into. And that's with artificial intelligence, that's with driverless cars, that's with the full rollout of the dense imprisonment of all of us in the smart cities. The 5G is a foundational requirement. And we know that the 5G has massive mind control opportunities as well. It can wipe memories, create memories, turn people into assassins. We know the extent of the death blow of 5G, and now it is in disguise as this virus. And so I was, prior to the break, going to talk about this conversation that I've had with Al Whitney over the years. And I want to go over this right now because we're all hearing how the CDC is a public health agency and that they're now certainly recommending that everybody wear some type of covering over our noses and mouths. They're being deferred to by all governments for the lead in how we move forward with treating patients that appear to have the coronavirus and how treatments going forward will occur. It's most important that everybody hear what is going to be said right now, and that is that the CDC is a private, for-profit corporation doing business. The CDC is not a government health advocacy organization. It is a corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet, the New York Stock Exchange, and headquartered in the state of Georgia, with strong ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Therefore, their recommendations are influenced by fiscal health of their corporation and their business model, which is to create vaccinations. This is why we are all being required to shelter in place and have social distancing to increase the fear while they work feverishly on creating a worldwide vaccine that will have tracking in it so that people are identified whether they are a threat to the community or not and whether they then are able to buy and sell. Now, I've done extensive videos. I have them posted on stopthecrime.net. I gave a talk in London maybe 8 or more months ago. I don't remember. The time has flown. But I have that posted on stopthecrime.net. The title of that multiple-part video is called Genocide is Legal and This is Why. And so I would recommend everybody watch it. I go over 5G. In the context of what the Illuminati documents tell us it is and what it's going to do. So we don't have to guess about the benefits of what this is supposed to do to humanity based on the Luciferian agenda.
That was AV 10, Deborah, wasn't it?
London. Yes, it was.
That's 11 months ago, yeah. But so people can go to AV 10 on the internet and pick out the speakers and your stuff is there, okay?
Yeah, it is, but also I do have it posted on stopthecrime.net. I did lengthen it and present in more detail because of the time constraints at the conference. So for those people that go to stopthecrime.net, to the YouTube video channel, you will see and have the opportunity to watch a longer version of all of that information that we put together for that conference. But so again, most important to understand, the CDC is not a public health agency. It is a private for-profit corporation doing business on the makings of vaccine. I'll pause right now because while many of you are huddled in your homes, you have lots of time to watch Netflix. If you have not yet seen the Netflix The Pharmacist, I would highly recommend that you do. And pay close attention to what happened towards the end of this journey with this documentary and this pharmacist. It is a true story. And again, as I say, watch closely to what likely was a weather assault, and you will be stunned because we are being attacked with weather systems now all over the world if we are not compliant. And it's another important thing to understand that all of our public health institutions are also all private, for-profit corporations doing business. The medical clinic records are frequently reviewed by our states and public health departments, which are also all for-private corporations, again, all listed on Dun & Bradstreet, the New York Stock Exchange, who receive monetary compensation from the CDC to perform their various functions.
Okay. I know you know this, but just let remind the viewers, the CDC owned the patent on Ebola, right?
Yes, yes. And the CDC is Center for Disease Control. For those of you that are unaware of that acronym, I want to be certain to make that very clear. So the state public health institutions are departments, and they make recommendations and actions that are created for the fiscal health of the larger corporations. In other words, this is a bolstering of the income for the corporate structure, which is devoid of acknowledging rights for any living thing. They are devoid of any decency and morality at all. And also the American Academy of Pediatrics, and that would be any Academy of Pediatrics in your country, wherever you are, they are all private, for-profit corporations, all doing business on your kids. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is, again, not a health advocacy organization. They are all, it is a trade association corporation, again, also listed on the New York Stock Exchange, Dun & Bradstreet, headquartered in the state of Illinois here in the United States, whose monetary compensation from vaccine manufacturers contributes to the fiscal health of this corporation. And we're talking about the American Academy of Pediatrics specifically here. So it would follow the same trajectory wherever you are with the Pediatrics Academy in your country. Also, as we know, and you will see when you watch The Pharmacist, an excellent portrayal of how Big Pharma works, but also important to note, many of you know this, but for those of you that do not, physicians get more money for each fully vaccinated person or child. And physicians who are intentionally misinformed by the Center for Disease Control and Big Pharma and who cannot be sued for vaccine injuries are paid higher insurance reimbursement rates for each fully vaccinated child. So this is all about profits. It's not about science, and it's to motivate vaccine mandates. We have had vaccine mandates here in California wherein you cannot send your child to any public educational system, whether it's private, religious, or state institutionalized disinformation called school, unless they are vaccinated. So, of course, we're recommending, and many parents are no longer sending their children to school to be indoctrinated with the idea of climate change and global warming. I have attended many walkouts that have occurred in schools where the kids are carrying signs saying we must all stop global warming now. The adults have ruined their future, of which may only be another 10 years, and then they're all dead because the planet is dead. We are literally fostering children who become very traumatized and literally mentally ill and frightened for their lives. But more importantly, it's another a way in which they divide and create anger between the youth and the older people. Just as this coronavirus started to emerge, there was chatter amongst the younger people that the coronavirus was offing the boomers, the baby boomers, and that the younger kids were called the infectors. Again, this is another way to create that division between us, the people, humanity, the human family. This is all being created to keep us distanced, just like the 6-foot distancing that we're being required to do right now, or we'll infect one another and kill one another. It's all part of social distancing. It's what has occurred with the targeting of individuals over many, many decades, where targeted individuals have been singled out and targeted with directed energy weapons, gang stalking, and continuous torture on an ongoing basis. We talk about that extensively on StopTheCrime.net. Now the entire worldwide population is being gang stalked, terrorized, and intentionally hit with directed energy weapons of frequencies, all under the guise of communications devices. In other words, military systems disguised as civilian communication networks. And we have a list on StopTheCrime.net. If you have not yet downloaded that, a symptom list, I would highly suggest that you do. Most important to understand what we're seeing right now with the microwave radiation frequencies and the jamming of our immune systems causing many, many, many deaths. 5G is jamming the mineral calcium ion channels and destroying our DNA, and it's electric pollution slicing our genes.
I told you briefly on the phone earlier, in Sheffield, where they've installed 5G and LED lighting, the sickness rate has gone through the roof, and this virus is hitting hard there, and that's the reason. Carry on.
Yeah. Yes, we're seeing the virus hit in high-dense population zones where we're seeing increased populations. We can look at New York, for example. We can look at Washington, Los Angeles. What we know is that these systems can be turned up and modulated through also the smart grid system. There are many, many levels of frequencies that have been deployed over a number of decades. And so because all of this can be modulated, and then we have the increased frequencies in the atmosphere from the HAARP program and so much more, when we have our fires here in Northern California and, of course, elsewhere in the world, we can feel the electricity, the increased electricity in the atmosphere. And, of course, we are heavily chemtrailed. So it is a massive assault on all of humanity. There is nowhere to hide. We're going to go through that also. But I wanted to just say a few more things about my lengthy discussions with Al Whitney over the years prior to her passing. Mm-hmm. Almost a year ago, she died in June of 2019. And she and I discussed how vaccine science is an unsettled business. And there are numerous scientific peer-reviewed papers exposing the dangers of vaccines as well as the herd immunity myth. And we talked about how some of that information could be found on the International Medical Council on Vaccination. Again, International Medical Council on Vaccination. And there's evidence of the Center for Disease Control that has intentionally kept information away from public health workers, physicians, legislators, and the general public. And there's also Health Hazards Disease Prevention, Deadly Immunity by Robert Kennedy Jr., and Science for Sale. Everyone should take a look at this. Again, Science for Sale by Dr. David Lewis. And Harvard School and the Harvard study concludes safe and effective drugs are a myth, and that a 2013 Harvard study exposed the epidemic of corruption in government agencies due to big pharma influence and money.
I'm amazed that even one of the major universities is actually exposing this, but Harvard, I take your word on that, because most of the other universities are bought and paid for by big pharma.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. And so it's interesting that they do clarify the real position. But again, those that are in control, the top 1% of the 1%, are required to inform us what they are doing. It's up to us to take that information and utilize it to our best interest or to walk over the cliff. And most people, sadly, are walking over the cliff because we are in Earth, Inc. We are a global corporation. And I'm just going to spend a few minutes talking about that because everything the corporations and the international bankers have been doing, of course, is an enormous fraud and deception to all the people at all of our expense. And this is a massive, massive agenda. In fact, I can say just before the local theater closed down here in Northern California, because everything here has closed down, the theaters, the coffee shops, the beer pubs, the wineries, the restaurants, the gyms, the health clubs on all levels, yoga studios, hair salons. We're all going to look like Neanderthal people because all of the services are considered non-essential. I want you to remember that because we're going to talk about that a little further in a little bit. But disinformation and manipulation by the international bankers, corporate structure, the World Bank, et cetera, to centralize and control all people, all land, all energy, all resources, all technologies, and all of the world economies.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
That's Akrabilka and Only You. That's Deborah. That's you we're talking about. But you'll come to it when you're ready. But the food supply in Northern California, that's a different matter altogether, isn't it?
Well, it is. I want to talk about that, but I want to just talk again about how this apparatus started and a bit how it's functioning now, so that at least people can understand why this is happening to them and the mechanisms behind it. Again, I want to, of course, acknowledge that most people are so overwhelmed just surviving and running around in a hyperactive state to meet all of their phony social obligations that there's no time for any, most of them, to think logically. Plus, sadly, PJ, we know that most are completely mind-controlled already, and that's a sad reality. And I'm going to continue to go over some of this corporate aspect of how all of our lives are being run, and the illusion of voting, the illusion of having representatives, all of our representatives on all levels, be it U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, be it Waterworks people, the USDA, the agriculture departments, your health departments, your city councils, your boards of supervisors, they are all actors. They are crisis actors. And what is meant by that, and how could this be? Well, they are there to only put through agendas that are given to them, and they hire consultants to make it appear that this has been broadly debated and that this is what the experts are recommending, and then they go ahead and improve it. And part of that is an example of the enormity of the various countries throughout the world right now that have created climate emergency resolutions, in other words, acting upon the immediate enforcement of the elimination of all use of fuels. We're talking about their term of fossil fuels. Our fuel never came from dead dinosaurs. Again, that was an illusion by Rockefeller. We'll talk about that. But to eliminate the use of propane, wood burning, and diesel. The motto here in the United States is diesel free by 33. So, again, we have to talk about how our lives are in the midst of changing profoundly back to a period of time in the mid-1700s. That is where we are headed. And I just wanted to conclude with a few more comments about the corporate structure, and then I'm going to talk about what was said during a meetup in the mid-70s. So, again, the corporate structure has seized all of us within its tentacles through the manipulation and belief that we can vote new people in to change things. That was not and is not the case. And the disinformation and manipulation... There are sure a lot of breaks.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.